everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Bob Dio, my producer and engineer on this very historic day here at KVOI, Bustos Media in Tucson, as we launch the new studio. We are in our new studios, and of course, there was a little bit of a ribbon-cutting ceremony this morning at 6 a.m., and kudos to our team that was pretty much up all night. Christina, our chief engineer, who did all the wiring for this really beautiful studio, and Ray Allen, our operations manager. Thank you, Ray, for everything you have done. He didn't get much sleep. He's still here today, making sure that all of the shows, that everything goes well. Ray's going to get a picture of our launch day number one, which I will put up on my Facebook page, and we'll get things rolling here on our midweek edition on Wednesday, the 16th of January, 2019. You are listening to AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. We have our worldwide live listening on my website at buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com. All of our programs, pretty much every show we've done since we launched on January 3rd, 2011, that's 8 full years of programs available and archived for you at buckmastershow.com. With me in studio, Pima County Supervisor Sharon Bronson, and I just realized, and this was not even something that had been planned, but back in, I believe, 2006 or 7, when we launched the new studios over at Arizona Illustrated and Channel 6, Sharon Bronson was my guest for that launch as well. So we should bring a bottle of champagne and crack it open here and on the desk or something. No, that we won't do that. But anyway, welcome. That is very odd timing.
Well, and you remembered it, yeah. But yes.
Yeah.
First launch, second launch, waiting for the third launch, right?
Here we go. The federal shutdown, is that impacting anything to do with Pima County?
Well, I think there are a number of impacts. We have a number of federal partners, as you know, certainly for our community development and community services. There are some issues as we're not in contact with our federal partners. We're not in contact with the Bureau of Reclamation, with the Corps of Engineers. I mean, we've got the issues surrounding Rosemont. That's stopped now. So yes, any time we have to liaise with our federal partners, we're no longer able to do that. And that there, especially with community services, there are services that we worked with our federal partners on, and they are no longer at the table. So it is impacting us, but not nearly as much as those federal workers that aren't getting paid.
The Rosemont, there are several very key reports that are due from the Army Corps of Engineers. Those will not be done as long as the shutdown's going on.
They certainly won't. They had been expecting something either this month or next, and I don't think we'll see that. And even if we have any kind of record of decision, regardless of the outcome, there will be lawsuits that will probably certainly go on for years.
The Rosemont thing is not a done deal.
Not in any way, shape, or form. We still are waiting record of decision, and I'm sure, regardless of what that decision is, as I just said, you're going to see it appeal to the courts.
790-2040, if you would like to join in the conversation. We are at KVOI, and it is AM 1030, 790-2040. The Pima County is going to be laying off 36 workers due to a decline in road work. Is this a direct result of the failure of the $430 million bond issue?
It certainly is. We passed in 1997. We passed a highway user revenue bond, and that bond is we pretty much spent all those monies, and there are no new monies coming in. So unfortunately, we have no work for those particular individuals. We will be laying them off in March, but we're working through our one-stop center and through other departments to see if we can't place some of those we are laying off.
Is there any road work still being done?
We are just finishing up the 1997 HERF revenue bond, so there is a little bit that's being wrapped up. But at this point, we are close to expending all those funds.
What is going to happen now as far as this new legislature? What could there be some... Well, what is the legislative agenda as far as you're concerned? What's at the top of that agenda?
Well, the top of that agenda is transportation and roads. One of the things we'd like to see after the failure of the $430 million bond packet is an enabling legislation that will allow the RTA to assess another half-cent sales tax to deal strictly with road maintenance across the entire region, the entire 9,200 square miles of the county, including the incorporated jurisdictions, just to deal with our arterial and our subdivision streets. It would be simply focused there and not on capacity expansion.
We're speaking with Sharon Bronson, Pima County Supervisor, District Number 3. One of the candidates who has talked about running against you is Felicia Chu, and she's all upset about this Golden Pins bowling alley. What's the bottom line on that, Sharon Bronson?
The bottom line is the county is consolidating services at that location. The owner is selling. He had tried to sell to interest other bowling alleys. They were not interested. We were trying to get a consolidated area where we can provide services that are necessary in underserved zip codes like 05, and we were able to purchase that bowling alley. And in the end, instead of leasing that space for these departments, we will have our own building, and we will save the taxpayer several million dollars at least over the next years.
What about at-risk kids who had been using that facility?
Well, the at-risk, some of the Beacon Foundation employees were coming over and using bowling after work. But we've talked with the ED at Beacon, and they will be able to go to the other bowling alley, so they will still have access to bowling if that's what they like to do after work.
Pima County is facing a crisis when it comes to staffing for the Pima County Jail. How bad is the situation, Supervisor Bronson?
My understanding, although I'm sure Sheriff Napier can provide you with some statistics, is that they are losing maybe 5 to 7 people a pay period, or they were. I don't know if that has changed since that we are boosting the pay of corrections officers. But law enforcement in general are having difficulty recruiting at this point in time.
The starting wage for corrections officers will be $21.50 an hour starting February 3rd. Since June 30th, 2017, the starting hourly wage was $17.52. Hopefully they will now be the highest paid in the state, these corrections officers.
That's my understanding at this point in time.
All right, we're going to take our break right here. Mona's Danish Bakery. Have you been up there, Supervisor Bronson? I realize that Mona's Danish Bakery is not in your district. It's in my district, District Number 1 in the foothills. But do you know what a Danish Kringle is?
Unfortunately, I do, and that cost me more time on the elliptical. So
there you go. Mona's Danish Bakery is home of the Danish Bakery. Mona's is located at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. The owner, Steve, gets up so early with his team of bakers. I don't know, they get up about 3 in the morning, I think, to do all that great baking, which means right now if you go by and have lunch, that the bread that you will be served your sandwich upon will have come out of the oven just a couple of hours ago. Mona's Danish Bakery, their website, monasdanishbakery.com. You can also go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There's a link to Mona's Danish Bakery and a link to all of the great sponsors that make this program possible on AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk, coming to you from our brand new studios at KVOI. Be right back. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 ocean and beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, tours daily, biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To learn more, please visit rtamobility.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Hansen, and we are excited to announce that our annual travel showcase has a new location, new presentations, and exciting new offers. Sunday, February 24th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hilton El Conquistador, we'll have over 40 travel representatives offering a presentation and your chance to learn about where they go, who they are, and their exciting offers. I will also be presenting an unfiltered look at travel topics, so you do not want to miss the 2019 Travel Showcase from Bon Voyage.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show here on AM 1030 KVOI, AM 1030 Tucson's trusted voice for local news and talk. We have Pima County Supervisor Sharon Bronson with us in our newly launched studios here at KVOI. Very nice digs. First day for the new show and not new show, but new studio. The show is in its 9th year, but where we are is certainly new. Supervisor Bronson, I know the sheriff has been working toward trying to reduce the jail population. We have some initiatives, don't we, that are working with the criminal justice agencies toward that goal?
We actually do. And I think Tucson Police Department has now got a deflection program so that some of the people they arrest, low-level drug offenders, nonviolence, they are directed to treatment as opposed to being charged and into the jail. And I think the sheriff is doing some things to reduce, but they haven't quite gotten to deflection yet. We're hoping they'll get there. But I've got to tell you, with that Justice and Safety Challenge grant from the MacArthur Foundation, we are not meeting the goals we had wanted to in terms of reducing that jail population. So we've made some progress, but we've got more progress to make.
That was the goal of that, the John and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation grant, $1.5 million, was to improve the safety in the jail and reduce the population. But that has been, are we into like the sixth month of that, right?
This is our first year, and we were awarded an additional year's money. And I can't remember the amount, but it was in the $1 million range to continue. And it's not just about reducing the jail population. It's about bringing some justice to the criminal justice system, because we see many of the people in our jails are low-level drug offenders and people of color. So it goes beyond just reducing the jail population. It's making the system work more efficiently and more effectively while preserving public safety, and at the same time making it more just so that it doesn't target just one sector of the population.
But you don't see a lot of progress in that area.
At this point, I think we've had some good conversations, and I'm hoping we'll see progress in the future. I think we formed, at the time of budget adoption, a criminal justice reform commission that goes beyond the MacArthur grant, made up of experts in the system to examine how we can make that system more effective and more efficient, and at the same time reduce cost while providing justice.
I want to talk a little bit about the renovation of the old county courthouse. How is that going along?
On Monday, Visit Tucson moved into their new digs at the courthouse. Mm. So it's going very, very well. We hope that in the next 8 months or so, the rest of the renovations will be complete. We'll have the Arizona Mineral Museum in there, and a very nice visitor center and some other agencies as well. So you need to come tour. Mm-hmm. I hope Visit Tucson got successfully settled, but they're going to be great partners in that.
How extensive is that renovation of the facility, which I believe was built in the 1929? That figure, that number jumps out at me.
And that was where the old Dillinger Courthouse was, you recall.
Yeah.
Where the entire facility is being renovated. So it's very extensive renovations. And this is a historic landmark in the county, and I think will be a major attraction not only to visitors that come from out of town, but because of the Mineral Museum and the other agencies that we will have in there, is going to be an attraction and an amenity for the people here in Tucson and in the region.
We are halfway through the fiscal year. Before you know it, another couple of months, we'll be talking about budgets. How does the budget picture look for Pima County?
Well, at this point, with the legislature just in session, I don't know what the outcome will be. I don't know if there will be any additional cost shifts to us.
How many years have there been, almost every year for the past 5 or 6 years?
Since I've been on the board, there have been consistent cost shifts, and we hopefully will escape them this year, but at this point, our revenues are holding well. We don't expect to see a property tax increase if things continue as they are now. But again, some of our budget is dependent on what the legislature does.
You represent Pima County on the Sun Corridor Board of Directors, the Economic Development Group. How would you characterize 2018 for economic development in our area?
I think it was one of our best years since it's been Sun Corridor, mm-hmm. and I think you're going to see some more announcements coming. I drive 29th Street when I come into work in the morning, and we've already had an Amazon warehouse location here, but they're doing another one at 29th and the freeway. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing some interesting things happening there. I think we're going to see some development around the airport because we are a logistics hub. And I think Sun Corridor is working in conjunction with TAA, and we're going to see really economic development take off there.
We had Fletcher McCusker on our show on Friday, and he was talking about the deal that was worked out with Pima County for office space. I think it's a 6 or 7 story office building that will be erected in downtown. That's very positive.
That's extremely positive. It's near TEP, Tucson mm-hmm. Electric Power, and their headquarters. So you're going to see, I mean, with Caterpillar down there, with some of the other things that have been going on, you're going to see a real economic engine downtown now, which is sad for me because that means lunch spots may be a little more crowded.
And perhaps the cost of restaurants, the price may be going up, but that's another story because restaurant owners keep telling me that the minimum wage is forcing a lot of them to raise their prices.
It probably is, but I'm hopeful mm-hmm. that with the rise in minimum wage, that will also bring an economic boost to the community.
Is there the Keno Sports Complex expansion? That is the second phase for funding has been approved. This will be bringing a lot of making available some fields for local people.
Fields for local people, mm-hmm. but also more interestingly, and as an added bonus, we're going to be able to hold major regional events, youth sports events at the stadium with the extra fields. So it's a win-win. We get the extra fields. It helps locally, but it also boosts tourism, because we will be able to do those regional tournaments. And I think the other piece there is with the expansion, there's also real estate that the county owns at this point that will not be converted to fields, but rather be sold to the private sector for some development that, again, will help our economy in this region.
There was some talk about merging city and court systems. Are those talks ongoing, or has there been any progress? That was first brought up, I think, about a year ago in February. What's the latest on that?
The talks are ongoing, and as a matter of fact, part of the Justice and Safety Challenge Grant wanted to see those kinds of consolidations because, again, it reduces cost, it improves outcomes, and we need to start moving in that direction because criminal justice at this point, when we look at our budget, we have a $437 million general fund budget. Of that, $373 million, or about 64% of our general fund budget, which are your property taxes, they go to the criminal justice system. And we are spending more and more. Public safety, we're not getting any safer. We have one of the highest levels of incarceration in the United States. Something's wrong with this picture. We need to rethink the paradigm.
So if you were to take a look at the budget pie of Pima County, that's a huge chunk.
64% is a very huge chunk. Yes,
yeah.
It is.
And that's those costs have been continuing to go up.
The cost have and the number of people we've incarcerated is going up, and most of those are not violent offenses. They're low-level drug offenses, which talks again to whether or not the war on drugs and what we're doing is where we should be going. We maybe need to rethink that.
All right. You will be standing for election in 2020. Have you made a formal announcement yet?
I filed papers last year.
Okay, so you are definitely in.
I am in.
Okay. Sharon Bronson, thank you very much. Hope the new year is off to a very good start for you. You were over in New Mexico, right? Visiting your daughter?
I was, mm-hmm. and I got to play in the snow, and I love the snow.
Very good. Yeah, that was that period right after the right after Christmas where we had snow in parts of our area, not in the city itself, but certainly places like Vail had up to 6 inches.
And I'm sorry I missed that, but I was enjoying it in Albuquerque.
All right, Sharon Bronson, good to see you. And again, you're here as we launch our new studios. And oddly enough, you were with us on the TV show when we launched the new set for Arizona Illustrated. So it's very, very odd indeed, but glad to see you. Thank you very much.
And congratulations on your new studio. I like it.
Thank you very much. All right, coming up in the second half of the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030, Tucson's Voice, we will be talking with Grant Woods, the former Republican Attorney General, who is now a Democrat, and he is seriously considering a run for the U.S. Senate in 2020. We'll be right back on Buckmaster. Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 ocean and beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. What an exciting day here at KVOI. We're in our brand new studios. Hopefully, we're sounding loud and clear where you are. I want to do a big shout out to one of our great sponsors, Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Check out Green Things for all of your gardening needs on their 13-acre site. But it's more than gardening now. It's the Zocalo Village. For years, Zocalo was located over at Country Club and Broadway. All that great merchandise, handcrafted merchandise from Mexico and Latin America and Europe. Well, now it's part of the Green Things family. So stop by and check it out in the Zocalo Village. 5 shops in the village for you to choose from. Again, it's greenthingsaz.com. Let's go now on the live line up to Phoenix, the former Attorney General of the state of Arizona. He was Attorney General from 1991 until 1999. Grant Woods is with us on the live line. Mr. Woods, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Bill. How are you?
Doing real well. We're excited to be in our new studios here in Tucson.
Yeah,
got our new owners, Bustos Media, based out of Portland, putting a lot of money, which is great, into a local business, and they believe Grant in local talk. So we're local talk here from 6 a.m. until 7 o'clock in the evening, and you don't find many owners who make that kind of commitment, Grant Woods, to localism.
Well, you know, I have a long background in radio, and I love radio, and I'm sure you found this too. I'm a little hoarse today. I apologize because I spent all day yesterday, about 18 hours in southern Arizona, talking about the Senate race, and I guess I'm a little rusty because I woke up and I'm hoarse. So I'll do my best here. But I always found the radio. You know, my wife was a news anchor up here in Phoenix, and. And we saw the difference between radio and television. Television, people are a little standoffish, but in radio, they really feel like they have a connection to you. And it's a very much more personal medium, I think, because they're inviting you into their car or into their home, you know.
Yeah.
Just you and them. So it's pretty cool. And so I'm excited for you. Well-deserved. That's exciting.
And as you know, I spent 22 years at the TV station, and it was a completely different kind of feel when you're on TV and you're worried about every little blemish that pops up.
Yeah, that's
up.
A big advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, especially as I've gotten older, I appreciate radio more than television. You
yeah,
know,
I went had a few of those pre-skin deals removed from the face. Now, man, that would have been a total disaster if I was still over
that's right.
Channel 6. How did the kind of listening tour go in southern Arizona, and how's it been going as you travel around the state and talking to people about perhaps you getting involved as a candidate, as a Democrat, in the 2020 special U.S. Senate race?
Well, you know, it's very interesting, and it's definitely different being out there as the candidate again. You know, I've been out there a lot. Obviously, I did it all through the 90s as a candidate and as Attorney General. And then I did it. I accompanied John McCain all over the state in every one of his races because I don't know if he listened to me very much, but he mainly just wanted me around, you know, because we always had a good time. And that's important when you're traveling the state. So to do it again as a candidate or potential candidate here is very interesting. And It was very similar to before, in that I always found, just my experience was, I loved Tucson because Tucson was much more in tune, frankly, with my politics than a lot of areas of Maricopa County. And I loved everywhere in the state outside of Tucson and Phoenix, just because whether people agreed with you or disagreed with you, they just were a lot nicer. They, you know, they appreciated that you were there, and they were friendly, and they were just normal people, and they didn't have kind of the edge that you sometimes find here in Maricopa County. And for me, you know, I grew up here in Arizona. I lived my whole life here, so I've been going down to, you know, that border area. Yesterday I was in Patagonia and Sierra Vista and up and down the, you know, some of those border cities and towns, and I've been going there since I was a kid. So it's fun. It's great. I love it. I mean, it's part of my life. And I guess as far as the reaction, I would say some things I was interested in. I wondered what people would think about switching parties and, you know, is that okay? And then to jump into a Senate run. And so far, I have gotten no resistance on that. People are, I think that, and these are activist Democrats, meaning they are, you know, they're the people who do the hard work and elect candidates. And it's a couple things. A lot of people raised their hand and said they were former Republicans, and they just wanted to know what took so long. You know, they might have switched 10 years ago or 20 years ago, and I guess I'm a slow learner because it took me a long time to finally give up on that. But mainly I think they want to win. They got a nice taste of winning here with Kyrsten Sinema, and it's been a long, long time. And they don't really like the fact that McSally got put in there, even though she lost, and they want to take her out. And so I think, you know, a lot of people think that I can do it, and I believe I can do it. I don't know if others could do it, but I think I could do it.
A lot of people thought, I know on the Democratic side, and probably some Republicans too, that McSally's appointment was a consolation prize. What do you think about that?
I think it was I think there was great pressure put on the governor by Mitch McConnell and the powers that be that had invested millions and millions of dollars into the McSally candidacy, and they wanted to get their return on their investment. And I think that's what it was. It's very unusual that we would say the voters have spoken, now the loser gets the office. That's crazy. But that's what happened. And, you know, I think we're just going to have to go beat her again. And I think it's important. I think you and I talked before about, you know, this is not my life's ambition. That's why I'm going out and putting in long hours talking to people, because I want to know, do you want to do this? Is this something you want? Or for whatever reason, do you think, you know, for example, I've been a Republican, we don't like that, or we want a person of color, or we want a woman, or we want whatever we want. If that's the case, I want to know that, because this is not me trying to say, hey, I'm going to do this no matter what because it's my ambition. It's me saying this. I believe the country is in a crisis like it has not been in our lifetime. And it's because of Donald Trump, and it's because of the enablers of Donald Trump. And McSally is an enabler of Donald Trump. There's a lot of them in the Republican Party. And we need to get rid of Trump, and we need to get rid of Martha McSally and all the people who have enabled him to attack all the things that we've held precious in this American experiment over the years. So that's what it's all about to me, is I want to work. I'm going to come off the sidelines, and I'm going to do whatever I can to see that a Democrat is elected president of the United States in 2020, and that we flip the Senate. And in order to flip the Senate to the Democrats, we have to win Arizona. If we don't win Arizona, I just don't see how it happens. Yeah, but we beat McSally once, and we'll just have to beat her again.
One of the knocks that has come up on you, and this appeared on Facebook, some of the people who consider themselves to be true progressives have gone back and listened to some of the radio shows at KTAR, and they've found some items that they feel it's like a litmus test. How can this man actually be a Democrat? How do you respond to them, Grant Woods?
Well, you know, I think, obviously that's been a kind of a concerted effort. Someone put in a lot of professional time to, I was on the radio for, I think, 6-7 years and podcasts and all of that. And, look, my response is this. I've never been politically correct, and I probably never will be. I've always, it was pretty freewheeling. And just said whatever I thought, and we joked a lot, and when you look back on it, I don't remember most of these things, of course, because there's thousands and thousands of them. Some of them you look back on, you go, wow, that was really funny, and some of them you look back on, you go, oh God, that sounds bad, you know. And I regret that. Obviously, that's not a reflection on my views on anything. It's just. On that particular day, for that particular moment, I guess the way I look at it is, I think I managed a few times there over the years to be smart and dumb at the same time. I tried to be a smart ass, and I ended up being a dumb ass. So that's all I can say. I mean, I feel bad about some of those, but and that's okay. If everybody's so sensitive and politically correct about everything, and people can't make mistakes in a 40-year career, then they should vote for someone else. I get that. And the other thing it shows me is, I should be easier to do this when you're 30, and you haven't had those extra 30 years to be a dummy.
Well, I wonder, there's probably something in my 50-year career that I've said that somebody could probably take.
Well, if you run, I'm sure these same people are going to go dig through every single minute of your, and that's okay. I like I said, I don't like the way some of those came out. They sound bad, but there's nothing I can do about it. I think going forward, though, if I do this, I need to be less Howard Stern and more Bill Buckmaster.
There you go. There you go.
Obvious, right?
let's do this because we do have a break, but Wayne has been waiting on the line. Let's take Wayne's call and hopefully a rather short answer, if possible, from Grant, and then we'll take the break, come back for a couple of quick minutes with Grant about this shutdown that's going on. I want to hear what he has to say about that. Go ahead, Wayne, please.
Yes, Mr. Woods, you said you're not politically correct, and yet you were all over the forbidden words list in real estate back in the 90s, which said that we couldn't say walking distance to the park or across the street from a church or any of those kinds of things. And I wonder, don't you think that was pretty politically correct and a challenge to free speech?
Okay.
Well, no, I don't think that. I think that I was very aggressive in the area of civil rights, and Arizona was a leader in civil rights. And in that regard, we're talking about the fair housing laws, which have pretty much been ignored around here. And we didn't ignore them. And we just said, you're not going to, in any way, in your advertising or in any other way, discriminate against people with disabilities in that situation. Or people because of their race or their religion or their ethnicity or their gender. I know it was a jolt to a lot of people, but that's the way it goes. One thing, I know we got to be quick, but I'll just tell you real quickly. Yeah. We let everybody know. We did a survey. There had never been an advertisement for housing in Arizona, billboards, newspapers, magazines, that had a person of color in it. Or a person with disabilities. And I let people know, hey, the fair housing law doesn't allow that. So you got 6 months, and I want to start seeing it. And on the date I gave them, Bill, no one knew that, them, that I give them these dates. It looked like the friggin' UN in these ads. I mean, they didn't get it. They had a family. One was black, one was Hispanic, one was in a wheelchair. And it was like, hey, guys, that isn't the point. The point is, let's just be fair to everybody, okay? Oh. And that's what we're trying to do.
Okay, we're going to take our break here. We'll come back. We'll have about 2 minutes with Grant Woods. I want to ask him about the shutdown, what he thinks we should do, and we'll be right back. Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in our all-new studios here at AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's most trusted voice for local news and talk. This portion of the program presented by Green Things. This is Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, one of our great sponsors. Just a three-hour drive from Tucson to a great part of the southwestern United States. For a complete listing of the many places to stay, and there's some really lovely properties over there and great recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. Just a couple more minutes available with Grant Woods, who is very seriously considering a run in the special election for the U.S. Senate. Grant Woods, now a Democrat. When will the formal decision come, Grant?
I think I got to make up my mind in the next couple months. So here in the spring, I'm going to keep going around the state talking to people, and it's not your usual phony deal where people say they're listening and they're really not. I actually am listening.
Okay.
I want to hear what people think.
All right. I'm concerned, a lot of people are concerned about this shutdown going on. I wonder, I'd like your input on this. How long can we ask people like air traffic controllers, the security people at the airport, the people doing our tax returns, how long can we ask these people to work without pay?
Well, not very long, because, you know, most people in this country do live, if not paycheck to paycheck, pretty close to that. They can't miss a couple of paychecks or they're in big trouble. So I think ultimately President Trump's going to have to back off this wall situation, because it has nothing to do with keeping the government going. Reasonable minds can differ on the wall, but you can't shut down the government over this issue or any issue. That's not how the government works. We got to keep the government going, keep the people safe when they fly, and all the other, to keep the parks clean. It's not right. So I think at some point in time here, unless he's just really completely out of it, he's going to back off this stupid wall idea. And maybe the Democrats can give him some more money for border security, which would be fine, but just not to be used for the wall. There is a compromise in there, I would think, but I would not give in on this wall idea, because it's a terrible precedent, and anyone could shut down the government on any one issue going forward.
And you are hearing, you're in this listening phase of your of this possible run. And what is immigration coming up, or what else is, what are the issues that are on people's front burner?
Well, yeah, we talked a lot about immigration yesterday, because I was, I was down closer to the border,
right?
And obviously, that's an issue. I think, for myself, people are responding to the idea that if I do run, I'm not going to back off of the most controversial immigration issues, because I view them as not just things we could agree or disagree on, like the wall, but when you talk about family separation, when you talk about DACA, I view these as immoral policies. And we in Arizona need to lead on this. This is our state. There's only four border states. So it's happening right here, and it's not right. It contradicts all of our American values. So we need to take that to the people. And I think if we take that to Arizonans, they're not in favor of separating children from their parents at the border, or kids, punishing kids and deporting them who came here when they were 3 or 4 years old with their parents. We're better than that. And in Arizona, I think, I'm not afraid of that fight. I want to take that fight to the voters, because I think we'll prevail. And then lastly, just an overall theme, more than issues.
Yeah.
People really are frustrated still that nobody really fights for the working man and woman, that it's all about special interest. And I really have seen that really across the board. And I think that's probably one of the reasons President Trump won the election, is people were willing to take a gamble on him that maybe he would fight for the average guy. It's been a complete disaster in my view, but that frustration is still there. The need to not worry about the rich and the powerful, and to realize that average working men and women, they need a break. They need a break pretty across the board here in this country, and they don't feel like anyone's speaking for them.
Grant Woods, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Okay, I hope next time we'll be in your new studio.
I sure hope so. Grant Woods with us on the Buckmaster Show, and that's going to wrap it up on this historic edition, our first day in the new studio. Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. Steve's going to give it a test run. He's next. On behalf of Bob Dio, my fine engineer producer, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.